Chapter 2, Vancouver City, Canada. The plane took off from LA Airport around 12:49. The fact that I had to take 2 3-hour flights made me aware of how far I was flying. Time went by very fast. I had lunch during the flight. Before landing, we were given a customs form, this time for Canadian Customs. The pilot announced our arrival at Vancouver. I took a peek at the window, but it was very cloudy. It looked like a storm was coming. It was almost 3:20 p.m. The first thing I perceived upon getting off the plane was how fresh the air was. We walked through several rooms to get to Canadian Customs. When the customs officer knew I was Mexican, he was very kind with me. Then I collected my baggage. On my way to the carousel, I came across a lady I met in LA Airport and asked me to help her with her baggage again. I did it willingly. After collecting my baggage, I walked towards international arrivals. I felt nervous at this point because I was afraid of not recognizing my friends after 4 years. Besides, I did not know who was going to be waiting for me. It was almost 4 p.m. The doors opened automatically. Lydia was the first person I saw. She looked at me and said out loud, "Hello, Manuel." Lydia's place in White Rock, Canada. I said hi to her, gave her a hug and a kiss on her cheek. This is the way I was welcomed to Canada. She took one of my suitcases and we walked to the parking lot. That is the first memory I have of Canada. I saw many limousines working as taxis. I could feel a very relaxing environment. We got on a shuttle van, which took us to Lydia's car. It was a nice, big, and yellow vehicle. Lydia drove back home. I felt as if I was a child on my way to her place. I wanted to see everything. I was amazed. Everything seemed so different from Mexico. Streets, cars, people, and buildings. I had no doubt that this was the beginning of a month full of wonderful experiences and spectacular views. Nature, of course, looked majestic. Along the road, I could see an area of very tall and amazing trees. We took the highway. We could see the city of Vancouver from there. Lydia lived in an area called White Rock, out of the city. It took us almost 40 minutes to get there, and during this time, we talked about my trip and my first impressions of Canada. Planning my trip. Lydia wanted to know what plans I had for my trip. I told her I was eager to visit many places and most importantly I wanted to improve my competence in the English language. I said that I wanted to buy one of those tickets she told me about in one of her letters to tour the country or at least to visit some cities. She was referring to the Greyhound ticket. With $125 Canadian, I can visit any place for a certain number of days. It seemed easy to me. However, she explained how things were there and the amount of money I was going to need for an excursion like that. Gradually, I realized I did not have enough money on me. After having heard how expensive life was, I decided to visit the city of Vancouver and some places nearby. At that moment, I had no idea how big this country was. It is so big that it takes 4 or 5 days to go from coast to coast by bus. On arriving at her place, I noticed that we were close to the USA border. I felt strange, excited, but unsure at the same time. Once we arrived, she said, "This is my place." Then she showed me a room and told me I could sleep there. On comparing her apartment to the ones I had been in Mexico so far, I could tell that I was in a luxurious and comfortable place. We sat on the carpet to check some maps of Vancouver. A few minutes later, she came close to an organ and played a beautiful song. She said that she played this instrument whenever she had some free time. Since I was very tired, I decided to go to bed around 7 p.m., not without calling my family in Mexico to let them know I was already in Canada. In that moment, I learned a very important word in English, collect call. Then I went to bed. I was so tired that I slept soundly until next morning. A trip to northern Vancouver. I woke up around 7:30 a.m. Lydia said good morning and told me I was a good sleeper. I slept for many hours. Later, her son arrived and we were introduced to each other. He was a very kind person. Lydia told me that we were going to see Alan and Francis, so I took the presents I had for them with me. I gave Lydia what I had for her. Then she said we were leaving and we got on her car. Alan and Francis were waiting for us at the front door of their house. They gave me a very nice welcome. They gave me a hug, and after exchanging a few words, we went inside. It was then when I met Alana Maria, my friend's daughter, a cute 8-month baby with blue eyes. They asked me about my trip and my first impressions of their country. Also, they told me they found it amazing I could converse in English, given that I was studying this language when we met in Mexico. Certainly, I needed to learn more vocabulary and become more fluent, but I could express myself much better. Stanley Park. Later, we went for a walk to Stanley Park, which is like Bosque de Chapultepec in Mexico. It was an area of 400 hectares. People say it is as big as Central Park in New York. We walked along the beach, we took some pictures, talked, and then we went back to Alan's house. Alan and Francis had attended a party the night before, and that is why they were a little bit tired. Actually, that is why they did not meet me at the airport. Lydia and I went back to her place. I was tired too. It was a long day full of excitement. When we were about to arrive, I realized I could feel the sun's rays over me. It looked as if it was just 6 o'clock in the evening. However, on looking at my watch, I realized to my surprise it was 8:30 p.m. and the sun was still up. Lydia said that it usually gets dark at 11 p.m. in Canada. Once in her place, she prepared some veggie salad for dinner. Then we went for a walk to the beach 5 minutes from there. The air was fresh and it seemed to be clean to me. We walked for a while, enjoyed the view, and then went back. We talked about my family and my job. After reading for a while, I went to bed. It was 11 p.m. It had been a very exciting day. Also, I had learned 2 new phrases. Play it by ear, which means to act without preparation according to the demands of the situation, and play music by remembering how it sounds, and bomb around, which means to destroy or to come and go quickly.